Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchel with my colleague Michael Yan. At Michael _ Yan is where to see Michael's reporting. And also this podcast, you'll see it on Michael's Twitter feed. And Michael has been another 6 or 7 days at the Darien Gap, watching the migrant camps grow, watching the flow of migrants come through the 60-mile-long, up and down, extremely dangerous, crossing rivers, up to your shoulders or higher, holding on to ropes, very fast rivers, going down muddy cliff sides with no handles whatsoever, just slipping all the way down, traveling with thousands of people you do not know into jungle where lurks bad actors, very bad actors. Michael, the question in New York now and around the world is, what is driving the refugees, the migrants, the immigrants? It is not just getting to the United States. You've been to Greece and you've watched the migrants crossing in from Turkey. You've been to the north of Africa. You've watched the migrants attempting to get into the EU. You've been to Lithuania watching them be shoved across the border by the Belarusians. This is before the war, to get into the EU. Right now, what is the status of the Darien Gap? Are the camps growing? We talked a week ago and you were going to visit both camps. What is happening now?
Yeah, there's more than two camps. I mean, there's Las Blancas and then there's San Vicente camp, which are outside of the gap. But now inside of the, both of those camps have been expanded, and it's clear that Las Blancas camp is also still being expanded. You can see them pouring concrete and digging out there and that sort of thing. And now deeper inside the Darien Gap, for instance, at Bajo Chiquito Village, where you and I have reported on many, many times, they just opened up, or didn't open, but they just opened up a piece of jungle, maybe 13 acres, for a new camp. So the camp's not open yet, but well over 100 Embera Indians were out there last week with their machetes cutting down a big swath of jungle for a new camp. So we stopped there, made video and photos, and then droned it while they were cutting it down. And so in addition to more infrastructure being put in at Bajo Chiquito, which is a remote village about 3 hours by Piragua, you know, dugout canoe up into the jungle, there's a new camp that's far larger, about 13 acres, being installed about 20 minutes by Piragua from Bajo Chiquito on the way to Las Blancas. So the whole system is being increased. Last month, according to the Panamanian government, 82,000 aliens came through the Darien Gap. 82,000 last month. That's, and this is rainy season, right? Usually the numbers decrease dramatically at this time, but they continue to increase while the camps are being expanded. Now, in addition to the routes from Colombia through the Darien Gap being shorter and safer, they're still very dangerous. Dozens of people are dying per day in the jungle right now. They're dying right now as we talk. But despite all that, 3,000 to 4,000 a day are making it through right now, right? Which is already a remarkably larger number than the 82,000 that made it through last month in August, right, of 2023. And so in addition to the routes being shorter and faster, the camps are getting bigger and more efficient. You don't stay in the camps as long now. You actually are, sometimes you're only in the camp for hours and then are moved on, by Piragua to Las Blancas camp or San Vicente camp and get right on a bus immediately. Sometimes don't even stay the night. And then you're up in Costa Rica. So you can basically leave Colombia now and theoretically be in Costa Rica within a week. And then after that, another week, you can be in the United States anywhere.
Yes, I report to you, Michael. This week, I've done reporting here in New York I've spoken with two different reporters on The City, an online journal, following the overwhelming number of migrants who've been told or believe that they have the best hope for work in New York City area. The numbers are stark. There are 112,000 people in the shelters in New York, all possible shelters, New York City, the five boroughs. 60,000 or more of them are said to be migrants. Of those 60,000, 40% of them are said to be Venezuelans. That's what you've observed for the last year. Venezuela's taken the lead place of people coming through, or at least they had recently. Now, New York City does not have an answer to this scale of migration. There is no easy plan forward. They're at odds between Manhattan, between City Hall and Albany, and the federal government in Washington. Also, I report this last week from Italy. There are 6,000 residents on a small island called Lampedusa in the Sicilian chain. It's Italian territory, 70 kilometers from the coast of Tunisia. There are 10,000 migrants on the island right now, landing in all manner of boats in order to get into the EU. Italy is overwhelmed, and the prime minister there is saying this needs a blockade. If the European Union doesn't help us, we'll do it ourselves. So what you're observing, Michael, is a global phenomenon. And there's no indication in Italy, there's no indication in Central America that this is going to end anytime soon. Not even the change of weather will end it. Is that what you're seeing, Michael, that the numbers are growing, not receding as the weather changes?
It's clear that the numbers are growing, and I've been saying this consistently without any variation for several years now, that it will not stop and that it will grow. And that's, I'm saying that based on not wild theories or conspiracy theories, but on evidence that I'm seeing before me when I go to Europe or I go to Japan or I come down here to Darien or Colombia. It's very clear that these numbers are going to increase. It's very clear from the information game. If you want to know what your enemies are up to, always watch their information war. I mean, that's your main signal right there. That's why I watch information wars so much, because they will signal to you what they're going to do. They're crystal clear that they want to see 1.2 billion people migrate, and they're well on the way. Opening up the Darien Gap is like opening up the entire world to get to North America, right? All you have to do is get your feet somewhere in South America, and that's it. You can get to anywhere in North America, right? And in addition to destabilizing the United States and Canada, it's going to do the same here to Panama. It'll do the same to Costa Rica. If Costa Rica thinks they're immune, they're naive, because Costa Rica will be taken like one apple off a tree. It's child's play to take Costa Rica. If these countries had any sense whatsoever, they would stop it collectively.
Michael Yon, at Michael _ Yon. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.